In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the Astros lose last night 12-5 to the Cincinnati Reds. The years and years and years of failure against the Reds continue last night. Hopefully today they get it worked out. Noon game today in Cincinnati to close that out. And then they come home to the Diamondbacks this weekend. I'll be out there tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that. Astro with the most to prove. They just put up an article on MLB.com. This is one of the rare articles. Like, usually when there's something and they do the player with the most to prove for each of the 30 teams, or the most underrated this and that. And when they do something for all 30 teams, for the Astros, a lot of times it's hard to pick who it is because they've got so many good players on the team. They've got so many compelling players on the team. This one was easy, and it turned out I was right. And it's Brian McTaggart who picks out. He reps the Astros in articles like this, Seth. And the article is, which player on each of the 30 teams has the most to prove down the stretch in September? I thought this was an easy question. I don't know if you've got an answer for it or you want me to just tell you what the answer is.
I would let me guess.
Yeah.
I would have said, boy, the most to prove. I went to Bregman. I don't think Tucker has to prove anything other than that he can actually walk, but which is big. You know, we can get a motivational. You get one of those really emotionally powerful videos of him, you know, walking with the help of the gymnastics parallel bars, yeah. The way they do in therapy and everything. Jeez. Kyle Tucker walks with no assistance. But I think I would go with Bregman because of the free agency situation, and especially that. I would extend this on into October, November, if he can remind other teams out there that, hey, this is a guy who shows up in the playoffs if you're trying to get over the hump.
That's a good angle. I like that. It's not Bregman, but I like your explanation for it. It's Verlander. And from a standpoint of he's trying to hold on to his spot in the rotation right now, if and when the postseason rolls around for the Astros. And this is what McTaggart says. In 3 starts since coming off the injured list, Verlander is 0-3, 6.75 ERA and a 1.7 whip. Like, there's nothing bad luck about this. Like, he's just been wild and giving up bad, you know, giving up good contact and whatnot. He admitted after allowing 5 runs, 8 hits, and 4 walks on Monday in Cincinnati that he needs to get better. The rest of the Astros rotation has been outstanding lately, led by Framber Valdez, 1.59 ERA since August the 1st. Hunter Brown, 1.45 since August the 1st. Spencer Arrighetti, 1.95, that I'm sure went up last night. This was written probably before Spencer Arrighetti gave up 9 runs in less than an inning. And then
Yusei
Kikuchi, who got to the team basically on August the 1st, he's got a 2.57. So the Astros, and even Ronel Blanco is 3.38 since August the 1st, if I'm not mistaken. I think that stat popped up yesterday. So even Ronel Blanco, who feels like a clear odd man out in this group right now, kind of, has been good by Major League. You know, not great, but like okay by Major League Baseball standards. Verlander's 3 starts in, and he hasn't looked anywhere close to the Verlander that they need come October. So when they put this article up, that's the first name I thought of, because Verlander is kind of fighting for his role on this team over the next 4 weeks.
I guess, you know, and we were very careful when we were talking about who would start game three of a wild card series right now, that it could very easily change based on how Verlander performs over the next month. I guess that two things can be true. I think he has the most to prove, but I also have the most confidence in him that he's been through this multiple times before. I don't worry about his ability to correct short-term issues, mechanics and stuff like that. I worry more about just at his age, whether he's going to hold up physically. So I think you're probably going to see closer to a vintage Justin Verlander over the month of September. And it's just, and maybe all of the discussions. Now, then it does become even more interesting if Kikuchi continues to pitch really well. Mm-hmm. Because then you do go into, okay, health at age, all that stuff. Arrighetti, obviously, right now, after last night's performance, it was a big reminder that, all right, this guy is not a finished product. you hope that it was as simple as maybe he was tipping his pitches. He wouldn't blame it on that, but it's always a possibility. But this is a third time now where he's had a really, really dicey beginning to a game.
Yeah.
And he's not yet at the point where you can trust that he's going to pull himself out of it. So I guess, is there anything Arrighetti can do in his remaining starts in the regular season that you'd actually feel better about it? I mean, he had three good starts before this last one. So I don't know if you really can feel rock solid about how he's going to perform in the playoffs.
Yeah, because last night was not, he pitched four innings, got a little traffic-y on the bases, and he hit 100 pitches in four and a third innings. You know what I mean? Like, which would have been a little startling based on how he's pitched over the last month or so. He's been really good. He had a 1.95 ERA in the month of August before last night, or since August 1st before last night. That was one of those games last night, Seth, where you're like, oh, okay, this guy can just flat out go lose a game for you, you know, in short fashion. Like when Verlander's bad, it's gives up a two-run homer in the first, walks some guys, but he's grinding and he's keeping the game. Like, Spencer Arrighetti was basically just, he was a batting practice machine last night. And to your point, it's happened multiple times this year. Your original question was, is there anything Spencer Arrighetti can do over the balance of the season to make us feel better about him being possibly being in this rotation? And look, I guess if he has a month of September where there's no more hiccups like this one, I suppose it would. To me, it's more about Verlander, and I think Verlander, I don't think he needs to get his ERA over the month of September into the ones like these guys are. If Verlander is in the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Like, if Verlander has an ERA over the month of September in the low threes, and he's not, his whip is back down in the 1.1, 1.1, you know, like 1.1, 1.2 range like that. If all the vital statistics are at least like down the street from Fromber and Hunter Brown, Justin Verlander is going to be a starter for this team in the postseason. I feel strongly about that, independent of what Arrighetti is doing, you know?
With Arrighetti, I think part of it, too, is you think about the strategy going into the playoffs, where that's where the piggybacking of Arrighetti and Blanco, and depending on how taxed your relievers are at any given point, that it's... You got to be careful and judicious in how you use him, I think, and you got to be ready to pull him real quick. Hopefully he doesn't give up three runs in his first three at-bats because he's got to face at least three. But he's I think you can't worry about hurting his confidence or anything. You can work with a sports psychologist in the offseason if that's an issue, but I think you look at him as a piggyback guy and you see how the first couple innings go and be ready to throw Blanco in there at any given time.
Yeah.
So one guy that was on here that was interesting that Astros fans might be interested, this list of players with the most to prove down the stretch, Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
Stop me if this sounds familiar. If and when Carlos Correa returns from the right heel plantar fasciitis that he and the Twins initially thought would be a very short-term issue that has instead spiraled into another seemingly endless saga, I mean, it sounds a little bit like Carlos Correa and a little bit like Kyle Tucker, but it's that same leg that had the mysterious ailment that kept him from being signed by two other Major League Baseball teams. That's popped up with the Twins this year.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's not related to the mysterious right lower leg ailment that he had that made him unsignable by various teams.
Yeah, yeah. The Giants and the Mets both bailed on 10 and 13 year contracts, or I forget who gave him what, but I think Giants gave him 13, Mets gave him 10, and they both bailed on it. He's on a 6-year deal with the Twins.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The thing for Carlos that's unfortunate is that he's having a hell of a season before he got hurt. He hasn't played since July 12th, so for those who haven't been following it, hasn't played since July 12th. This is relevant, though, because the Twins right now line up as the team, I think, that the Astros would face either the Twins or the Royals. They're kind of back and forth with the 5 and 6 seed there, but there's a good chance that we see Carlos again in the postseason like we did last year with the Twins. He was having a great season. He was hitting .308. He had 13 bombs. He was on the All-Star team. He was doing really, really well. And this right foot injury is just the latest in what's, you know, been a career-long issue with medical stuff for Carlos Correa.
He's had a history of mysterious injuries too.
Yeah.
He's like the Dior version of Terrence Jones, who always had some weird issue or injury or ailment or something. It was never normal. It was either like he got in a car accident on the way to the facility once. He allegedly kicked a homeless man another time. Now I'm not accusing Carlos of that,
right.
but it was always something. It's just always something.
It's always
with that
something
guy.
With you guys. Yeah. All right. Final segment coming up. We're gonna get you ready for Thursday Night Football tonight. Ravens and the Chiefs. What intrigues us the most? This is a super intriguing matchup. These two teams just faced off in the AFC title game last year, so we'll get ready for that. They had an interesting debate on GetUp, too, about the Deshaun Watson trade that we need to visit and see what the chances are that it plays out like they were talking about yesterday morning. We'll have that for you coming up next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.